This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A Tennessee high school that had to close down its shop during the pandemic is switching gears to keep its student car repair program running. It's part of an ongoing effort to get more women into the auto repair field. Damon Mitchell of WPLN in Nashville reports.
Jacqueline Nanny is performing a vehicle check in a virtual auto shop through an online simulator.
There's no engine light on or nothing, so we'll like try to keep our car running.
The simulator essentially puts the ins and outs of an automobile onto the computer screen. There's a gas pedal, a key fob, and when something needs to be fixed, it even mimics the noise of a broken down vehicle. Nanny hasn't seen the inside of a classroom in about 10 months. She's a senior at Maplewood High School in Nashville, Tennessee, and one of three young women in a class of 24. She says she's motivated to show that women are strong enough to be mechanics.
You don't see a lot of women working on cars physically. This is why I picked it, because like some people have their own opinion on why some women shouldn't work on cars.
According to the U.S. Labor Department, fewer than 2% of auto mechanics are women. Chuck Bowles is a region manager at automotive company Bridgestone, which partners with Maplewood High School. He says there's a shortage of mechanics, so there are many opportunities for women to earn good money.
There's such a short number of folks in our field or the pool, so we have to provide that ultimate pay as well as benefit package, too.
Bowles says entry-level workers can start at about $15 per hour, and on the high end, workers can bring in six figures. This comes with vacation days and paid leave time. Still, many women who do work in the field aren't working on cars, says TJ Williams, Maplewood's auto instructor.
If you look around the dealerships, you'll see women, but you will see them doing the service writing part.
Williams, who's been a mechanic for 40 years, says she hopes the training program will help change that. In Nashville, I'm Damon Mitchell for Marketplace.